Happy Hanukkah. it's the sixth night of Hanukkah for those of us counting at home. And I'm going to tell a story that takes us back 9 years ago. 9 years ago, I was the editor of Baltimore City Paper, of dearly departed Baltimore City Paper. And if you remember City Paper, you remember that we like to rate things a lot. So, and not just like books and movies and TV, but also like drugs and sex toys. And we had just done a whole issue trying to find the coldest beer in Baltimore, which was a lot of thermometers. And anyway, so we were getting ready for the holiday issue, and I was trying to think of stories that I could work on or that might be fun. And I had an idea that I could take my two sons, who were 8 and 6. And were raised Jewish, to all the mall Santas in town and have them rate the mall Santas. And of course, they would rate them on a scale of 1 to 8 Hanukkah candles. That was, and this was really I think they would be perfect candidates to do this because my kids really knew very little about Christmas. They, were raised Jewish. We never had a Christmas tree or any of that. And I distinctly remember when a few years earlier, when they were 4 and 2, we went to the Baltimore Streetcar Museum just to go to the Streetcar Museum. It's a great place. And it happened to be during the holiday season. And what I didn't realize is that during the holiday season, the Baltimore Streetcar Museum has a special street where they take the streetcar up to the North Pole, which is actually on Falls Road, where they keep the big piles of salt. And so the kids all get on the train, go up to the North Pole with their lists and their cameras and their parents, and it's something they look forward to. And Santa comes on the streetcar, and he ho-ho-ho, and he hands out candy canes, and he asks each kid what they want for Christmas, and they take out their list, and they take pictures. And we were not prepared, because we did not know what was going on. And so my kids were just kind of like staring around at everything that was going on. And Santa like gave them candy canes because, you know, they were kids. And so they had no lists. They didn't know what to do. So, but for years after that, whenever they would see a Santa on TV or at the mall, they'd be, that's the guy that gave us candy. So they liked Santa, but they didn't really know a whole lot about him. So our biggest fear was that our kids would sort of ruin Christmas for their friends and talk about, you know, how Santa wasn't real. And we got at least one very angry call from the parent of a traumatized toddler about that. But so it was 4 years later, and at this point they knew who Santa was. They had the gist of the gig. So we started our exploration of the mall Santa phenomenon, and we started at Towson Mall. And I have to say, I was very excited. I was 40 years old. I had never met a mall Santa. We go, and there's a little sign on the chair that says, Santa's out back feeding the reindeer. He'll be back in 5 minutes. So we're like waiting, heavy with anticipation. Santa comes out, and he's like walking on a cane, and I like take out my camera, and I start snapping pictures, and one of the elves is like, no pictures, no pictures. Which really only elevated the sense that we're really meeting a celebrity. But, you know, Santa was very welcoming, and the boys came up, and they kind of sat on his chair and, you know, asked them what they wanted for Christmas. And Jack said for the first of many times that he wanted a remote control airplane. That was like his desire that year. And Benny, my younger son, was the one who always kind of broke the news that, you know, he said, you know, we're Jewish. is that a problem? And at that point, Santa, like, paused for a second. He looked at me. He's like, sure. He's like, you know, I haven't had a DNA test, but I'm pretty sure I'm part Jewish. And my first thought was, no fucking way. Wait until my kids tell their friends that Santa is Jewish. I will get a lot of calls at that point. But you know, we went home and we did our ratings, and that, you know, that was, I think Santa Towson Santa got like 6 out of 8. Benny was also very concerned about the Santa's chair and if there was room enough for him, because he, you know, they're not really built for 3 people, so he would slide off, and he downgraded a Hanukkah candle for that, so I think it was his. Our next Santa was at the White Marsh Mall, and, you know, Santa was a little younger then, had like a dark gray. I was very impressed that they all had real beards. I don't know, I just, as a kid, I just assumed that that was all strap-on, but these were convincing Santas. So we went up, and Benny had nice room on the chair and everything, and Jack asked for his remote control airplane again, and again, Benny had to break the news. He said, you know, do you celebrate Hanukkah? That's the way he asked it that time. And this Santa was very enthusiastic, and he said, absolutely, Santa's an ecumenical guy. And my kids were very confused about that, but I was impressed with Santa's vocabulary. And everybody was pretty happy. We rated him 7 out of 8 Hanukkah candles. Nice, roomy seat for everybody. Friendly, everything was good. The next one we went to was in Kenilworth. And now Kenilworth is actually a mall that we'd been to because we love the train garden there and Italian gardens, pizza, lots of attractions. But we went to that Santa and... you know, we waited in line, and we get in line, and, you know, it was at this point, we're sort of used to the drill. And the kids hop up with Santa, and, you know, they ask him what he wants for Santa and what he wants for Christmas. And Jack, you know, remote control airplane. And at this point, Santa eyes widen, and he looks at the guy behind the camera, who's, I think, like a buddy of his. And you could tell that these guys were really into remote control airplanes. So the first thing he says is, well, if you're new to the hobby, you should get an RTF, which I learned is a ready-to-fly remote control airplane, not one that you build yourself. And soon enough, he's taking out his Santa's, taking out his phone to show us pictures of their recent trip to the Air Force Museum in Dayton, Ohio. And Jack is bewildered by this. And then, you know, Benny, at this point, Benny was, you know, again, a little sick of being the bearer of troubling news. But he said, you know, we're not Christian, we're Jewish. Will you still bring us presents? And, you know, Christmas, Santa was distracted by the whole airplane conversation. So he sort of stammered and he said, yeah, sure, we'll get your presents. You know, but really wanting to get back to the airplane conversation. So, you know, we left that one. And at this point, I have to say, I was starting to feel kind of bad about this whole project. Like, you know, it was very awkward for them to have to press their faith on Santa day after day. And, you know, I kept thinking of it like a smoking cessation program where, like, you smoke cigarette after cigarette after cigarette until you never want to smoke a cigarette again. Like, my kids will never want to meet another Mall Santa. So we decided to just do one more Mall Santa at this point. And we went to the Mondawmin Mall. And I have to say, it was a good one to finish on because I've since found out something about the Mall Santa at Mondawmin. His name is Santa Luke. He's the only black Santa that we met, and he was just amazing, just the friendliest, kindest Santa you'd ever hope to meet. And he spent a lot more time with the boys, and he sort of took them aside and talked to them, you know, quietly for a while, and I asked him later what he talked to them about, and he said, well, he asked, you know, what we wanted to be when we grew up, and how was school and our favorite subject, and it was just a really nice encounter. Jack told him he wanted to be a wrestler. Turns out Santa was a big wrestling fan, so there was a whole conversation about that. And, you know, Benny, of course, popped the question. you know, we're Jewish, is that okay? He said, oh, yeah, we'll bring your presents. There's plenty of room on the seat for Benny, no problem. So we wound up giving him 8 out of 8 Hanukkah candles. And also, he, like, invited us all up and took a picture with us, and it was really a good one to finish on. But suffice it to say, we have not been to a Mall Santa since, and I don't think we ever will. But anyway, thanks again, and happy Hanukkah.